State auditors say that Washington ferries cost too much. The Chesimoca ferry, for example, which transports passengers from Coopville to Port Townsend, cost about $36 million more than a similar boat that was built on the East Coast. While auditors say that's due to a state law that requires ferries to be built by Washington companies, and now state lawmakers are considering getting rid of that law. In 2010, Daryl Bryan chaired a panel of ferry agencies and businesses to offer suggestions about how to improve Washington state ferries. And they suggested abolishing that made in Washington law. Daryl Bryan knows something about this. He's president and CEO of Clipper Navigation. Daryl, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ross.
So the original rationale 10 years ago for requiring that the state ferry system use only made in Washington ferries was to protect those Washington shipbuilders. Did it work?
Well, it certainly has assisted them and has assisted the marine industry by having highly compensated skilled labor retained in this area. As you probably know, the marine industry has a habit of losing these highly trained people to the aeronautical industry, et cetera. But this was quite a contentious discussion amongst our panel of ferry operators from all across the United States. And, you know, there were arguments made that the benefits were in taxes that would be paid to the state and the spend by employees and the retention of highly compensated people. But in the end, our recommendation number 8 out of 36 was that this should be broadened to a nationwide competition.
Now, is that because you did the math? You kind of lined up the potential savings from buying ferries from people who don't charge as much and put it up against the kind of money that keeping those jobs here brought in?
Frankly, I think it was more of a philosophical that you should leave it open for competition, and the competition breeds more aggressive price quotes. And because, frankly, we did not go through the math. We did a general discussion of the math, but I think that the overwhelming consensus, it didn't start that way, was that it would be better for the state to have a open competition.
Daryl Bryan, you shop for ferries as president and CEO of Clipper Navigation. When you take a look at what the Washington ferries are costing, can you tell why they are coming in so much more expensive than some of these ferries made out of state that some say are the equivalent?
Well, you know, there is a substantially a differential in labor cost in the Gulf. And I think that there are some cases that could be made. There are qualitative differences between those built in the Gulf and those in this area. But I'll tell you the other thing. You know, this is really a political decision. This is a legislative policy decision. Washington State Ferries doesn't have anything to do with that. And it's difficult to get best prices when you do one-off builds. You know, if you, like the assembly line, if you could give them a budget where they knew that they were going to have a flow of new vessels coming in, you could get even the ferries built up in this area. Vigor and Nichols Brothers and Martinac and that could be far more aggressive in their pricing because it's not a one-off build.
That makes sense. Hey, Daryl Bryan, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ross.
Daryl Bryan, president and CEO of Clipper Navigation. He was the chair of a panel of ferry agencies and businesses offering suggestions to improve Washington state ferries. One of the recommendations is coming forward in the state legislature. That's to get rid of the Made in Washington law that requires that all ferries purchased by Washington state ferries are made in this state.